Did you know that there are horse-assisted leadership development programs? It's true. And they can actually teach us a lot. And not just for people that are in management positions and leadership positions, but I think in general, just brass tacks, how we communicate with our fellow man, right? And of course, I mean man in the greater sense of humans of all kinds, right? But let's really consider the two greatest lessons that we can take away from horse-assisted leadership development programs. So essentially, just to give you some context, people come and they essentially work with horses to get them to do certain things. And we're not talking about, big advanced tricks. We're talking about the basics, commands of what a horse might, what you want a horse to do. If it was a dog, a basic command for a dog is sit, right? And so we're talking about on that level. And the two fascinating things that sort of arise from this is that we as human beings are not direct with our communication. And with animals in particular, in this case, horses, you have to be very specific. Otherwise, you confuse them, right? And we think oftentimes when we speak to somebody else that by the mannerisms, our body language, our sort of tone, and in general, the context that they understand what it is that we're saying, when oftentimes the message gets misconstrued. There's a very famous quote by one of the great spiritual leaders. I'm blanking on the name at the moment, but where it says, I am 100% responsible for my words, but I take no responsibility for how you interpret that, right? And we as human beings kind of act in that way where, whatever is seeped in, how it's interpreted becomes totally different. But you do have to be responsible for your words, meaning you want to be as clear and concise as possible. Within writing, you want to be, good writing stands out in that same way. Like poor writing, and we call this like passive voice, is a person walks slowly, right? That's an adverb. It has to go with the verb and to in order to describe it. When instead you can say the person sulked over, to the other side of the room. That verb itself is much more direct in terms of what the action of that person is, right? And we want to have that same communication. Mark Twain talked about it as well, that, often in his letters, right, it's that famous quote of, I would have written a shorter letter had I had the time. And I think a lot of our communication problems are a byproduct of this idea that we just don't think we have the time, and so we try to overexplain instead of being clear and concise with what we say. That's why I put such an emphasis on writing skills because, because when you, the better of a writer you are, the more you can communicate better and can translate to how you speak and so forth, right? So that to me is paramount to us as communicators and one of the lessons we can take away from it. Number two, also how you approach it, right? I mentioned that we feel like people understand our mannerisms and our intent that way. But we as human beings kind of have gotten away from our natural instincts, our gut reaction. And in many ways, we're one of the only creatures that, will blindly follow leadership that we kind of in our hearts know is bad for us and, is ill, it doesn't have our best interest at heart, right? And with horses or just animals in general, like I don't work with horses that often. I love horses and I've ridden horses in moments of my life, but not enough to be able to make any sort of claim that I can train or know horses. But when it comes to dogs, I certainly see evidence of this that, they'll, it's why I'm a big advocate against like punishment-based training because a dog will, they'll learn that, okay, I can't do X, Y, and Z, but they'll be bottling up this emotion and it's going to work against you in the long run. Whereas if you have a confident dog, if you have a dog that's connected with you, then that those commands, they're strong as can be. Like that's what you want. And so same thing with these horse-assisted leadership programs. by just kind of pushing a horse to do something, it's not going to do it, right? And so that's kind of this thing we have to teach ourselves. You can call it empathy, you can call it kindness, caring, whatever you sort of want, but, you know, that's ultimately what it is. And, you know, ironically, or maybe not ironically, you know, certainly the writer Kim Scott, who coined this term radical candor, that's kind of what it comes down to. She talks about the four quadrants of communication, and radical candor being the best one, because it's both very direct, you know, in its messaging, but also caring deeply. And unfortunately, we as a society overall have gotten to the point that we think like, oh, assholes get it done, right? So, you know, if you're screaming at everybody, so you can, you know, there are people who are direct, but they're heinous. And oftentimes we see that as the point of example. And sure, it works, but again, in the short term of it all. So the better communication tactic to aspire to is called radical candor, which, you know, is what is ultimately learned through horse-assisted leadership development programs. Now, do you have to go off and do one of these programs to practice this? No. You know, if you have a dog, it's essentially the same thing. Maybe you don't have a pet, that's fine. You can still practice it with the people in your life. And as I said, this is not, to me, this goes beyond just leadership, right? We all have to communicate with people in our lives, regardless of, you know, if they're above us, below us, at our same level. And we want to be seen, we want to be heard, and the message taken in, and so forth, right? So the better we are at communicating, you know, directly with that sort of honesty and empathy, the more we can get out of it. So just wanted to share that with you. Feel free to comment down below in terms of your thoughts and opinions on this. So, or if you have any questions, happy to answer that. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you next time.